So this guy says that the 14th straight month of not in the labor force number growing, that figure doesn't give us the full number of potential workers that are on the sidelines because it doesn't include anyone that is officially unemployed. Persons who are neither employed nor unemployed are not in the labor force. This category includes retired persons, students, those taking care of children or other family members, and others who are neither working nor seeking work. So to get the full number of working-age Americans that are potential workers, we need to add in those that are officially considered to be unemployed. And according to the Federal Reserve, that number currently stands at 7.4 million. Add the two together, and you get 107.8 million. Then he asks the operative question, why can't we get more of them back to work? Of course, there are many that were not working before the shamdemic came along and that still have no intention of working right now. This is an interesting dialogue here about who's working and who ain't working, especially with the threat that came yesterday. Here's what Disclosed TV said about it. Just in, this is last night. Whistleblowers to play a key role in enforcing Biden's vaccine mandate as OSHA admits it does not have an army of inspectors. That's according to CBS News. Again, OSHA admits it does not have an army of inspectors. OSHA urged, now listen to this. We're going to manufacture brown shirts now. OSHA urges workers to bring unsafe or unhealthy working conditions to the attention of their employers, if possible, or file a confidential safety complaint with OSHA. In other words, become a brown shirt. Rat your neighbor out. Rat your friend out. Gee, it's almost as if I may have heard this before. Maybe they tried this somewhere else before and encouraged people. Then after they encouraged them and it didn't produce the desired results, then they began threatening them. If you don't rat your neighbor out, if you don't go brown shirt and we find out that you should have gone brown shirt, we're going to come get you too.
It was the same thing in the beginning with the Rona when it first came out and all, because they were asking neighbors to rat on neighbors if they weren't self-quarantining and all that kind of crap.
That's right. They had the hotlines.
It's just continuation.
Right. They had the hotlines set up all over the place. How many people were calling out and ratting out their relatives going like, I know that he didn't. He was supposed to stay inside and he did. That's how the original COVID Karen came about. Those two boys broke the quarantine. Remember? And when they broke the quarantine, the girl, the Karen, the original Karen, chased them down the street because they were just going to go driving around because they knew no one was on the roads. They could drive wherever they want. No traffic. No fuss. No muss. And the original COVID Corona Karen chased, remember this? Chased him down the street, hanging onto the window, screaming and cursing it. I know who you are. That's how the original COVID Karen began.
So I think that these unemployment numbers have a lot to do with several things. I think, one, during this Corona thing where we were forced to stay at home and take our kids out of school, I think a lot of moms realized, we don't really need two incomes, and I think I can teach my kid better than the public school. So I think
that's
a lot of parents officially staying home, and also a lot of businesses just not hiring back those people because of the 100 OSHA mandate and stuff. So you've got several different things going on with that, I think.
So look at when's the last time we looked at the National Restaurant Association? I actually looked at it before, I think before... You know what? I looked at it just last week when I was getting ready for the Red Pill Expo to see what the total number, the aggregate number was of restaurants that had completely and permanently closed as a result of the Corona doom, mask mandates, now vaccine passport mandates, and every other Hades forsaken thing out there. Somewhere along the lines of almost up to half temporarily closed and a full third permanently closed. That's a lot of waitresses. It's a lot of waiters, a lot of bartenders, a lot of barbacks. You know, you still go to many, many restaurants today, and you can't, there's limited menus. The kind of service you were used to getting before, you're not going to get any longer. Or you got the numbers. And then and then Brother Andre and I are going to talk about this on Wisdom Wednesday, in addition to many other interesting topics of wisdom. This is from the Federalist.com. This is Elise Crapuchetes. Hope I said that right. How getting fired for his beliefs became a huge opportunity for my husband and our family. You know, yesterday I talked about this, and we've seen many, many stories in our George Floyd Memorial, if you're secular, or Savonarola Memorial Gallows chat room. A lot of stories of many people who were being faced with either get the jib. If you want to continue to work for J.P., John Pierpont Morgan Chase Bank, and you want your job to stay, you're going to have to get the jib. How getting fired for his beliefs became a huge opportunity for my husband and our family. So when I talked about this situation yesterday, I talked about how if there's a, with what we now know, I mean, who in the listening audience today, and by the way, if you're listening for the first time, welcome. We sent a bunch of invites out to people that were at the Red Pill Expo who said they wanted Founders Pass membership. They wanted to sign up. We sent the emails out. I hope many of them or some of them got the chance to tune in this morning so that you could hear the Crusade Channel and the Mike Church Show. Okay, so in the chat room, you'll see this. Restaurant industry, fast facts at a glance. I'll come back to the J.P. Morgan Chase and the Corona Doom vaccine mandates in just a moment. Restaurant industry facts at a glance. Restaurant industry sales in 2020, $659 billion. That's down $240 billion from expected levels. Gee, I wonder what happened.
Jay Tennessee, it's almost like some of the restaurants must have been closed.
You think? Chumley, you're right there on the edge, Chumley. 12.5 million restaurant industry employees at the end of 2020, down 3.1 million from expected levels. $110,000 restaurant locations that are temporarily or permanently closed. 9 in 10 restaurants have fewer than 50 employees. 7 in 10 are single unit operations. 8 in 10 owners started their industry careers in entry level positions. No, wait a minute. There is no such thing as entry level. If you're look, according to the Democrats and according to the Biden regime, there is no such thing as entry level. We got rid of it. That's a pronoun that we ditched. There's only either working or not working. And if you're working, then you're entitled to a living wage. Whatever the hell that is. You mean to tell me 8 out of 10 began as busboys? Dishwashers? No! Heresy! You lie! Do I? 9 in 10 restaurant manglers started in entry-level positions. That's managers. So 8 in 10 owners started as busboys. 9 in 10 managers started entry level. Well, you know what that tells me? That tells me that the restaurant business is a good hierarchy. That there is a set of skills that are needed in order to work in it. And the best way to learn them is to not go off to a freaking university. What the hell are you people doing? They want to give us a graph of how many have graduate or doctorate degrees that are working in restaurants. What's the old joke? How do you greet a six-year political science major? Yeah, a table for four. By the window, if you have it. Smoking. Restaurants employ more minority managers than any other industry. There's a great monologue at the beginning of Quentin Tarantino's, Reservoir Dogs. Who is that actor? What's his name? Is it Steve Buscemi that does the, I think it's Steve Buscemi, does the monologue. I can't play it because it's filled with F-bombs. But it's a monologue about the guy, Michael Madsen is not going to tip the waitress. And Steve Buscemi was having a conversation, or maybe I had the roles reversed. You know that she works for tips, right? You know, she's not being paid. In any event, kind of explains how, at least how the waitress part of this works.
You also said busboy. That's sexist. It is bus person.
No, it's bus boy, FTW, pal. Yes, I said bus boy. Sure did. You know what else I said? Because I don't want any little soy boy sodomite homos standing around and pretending that they are hostesses. It's called a hostess stand.
No, it's not. It's called the stand where you get a table.
You may call it that. I hope it was cold milk, but I call it a hostess stand. And I actually did see a soy boy sodomite in the last week or so. Oh, boy. You sure look dapper in that bow tie. How many, please? And I almost should say, can I just kind of seat myself? Do I really have to go through you? Back to the how getting fired for his beliefs became a huge opportunity for my husband and our family. This woman has the entire, she has it correct. She has, my husband had a lot of experience, 20 plus years. And this high-tech company, and they came around and they said, you're going to have to get the jib if you're going to work in our extraordinary high-tech industrial field here at this particular office. You're going to have to get the jib. And he refused. And so they told him, well, either here's your deadline, either you do it, or we're going to fire you, you'll be laid off or whatever. And he basically went, let me save you the trouble. I quit. And he walked away. Didn't know what he was going to do. You know what he wound up doing since he was an IT guy? Putting a website together that would connect employers and prospective employees or contractors. I think we should stop using the term employee, employer, by the by. The true crusader knight in the new Christendom is not an employer. You're a contractor. You want to encourage employee SEO or ESO, employee stock ownership, or you want to be a training or a ground where you're sharing in what it is that you're making and profiting, or you're teaching and training. There's a great story, as a matter of fact. I'll come back to this. I wanted to hit this yesterday, and I didn't. But let me just make the point here for the cameras and so that the placard for today works and Justin doesn't have to change it. This OSHA mandate, this is a hill to die on. If those jerks, if they think that man and man, woman and woman, are going to participate in the numbers that are enough to rat their coworkers or the person that employs them or someone else out, calling the ocean hotline. We must prove them wrong.